is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Faithful ones, perpetual gladness, and those whom thou hast delivered from the danger. Make us partners of the eternal joy, and we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading, the altar confession, which was submitted to His Majesty Charles V at the Imperial Meeting at Augsburg. The chief article of faith, Article 20b, of good works. But although this doctrine is despised by the inexperienced, nevertheless God-fearing and anxious consciences find by experience that it brings the greatest consolation, because consciences cannot be set at rest through any other works, but only by faith, when they take the sure ground that for Christ's sake they have a reconciled God. As St. Paul teaches in Romans 5, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. This whole doctrine is referred to that conviction of the terrified consciences. Neither can it be understood apart from that conflict. Therefore, inexperienced and profane men judge ill concerning this matter, who dream that Christian righteousness is nothing but civil and philosophical righteousness. So far. The Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabitants, the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture upon the high mountains of Israel, shall be their fold. And there shall they lie in a good field, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. So far, the lesson, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Peter chapter 2. For even hereunto ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither with guile in his mouth, who, when reviled not again, and when suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who is his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but now you have returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. So far the epistle lesson.
Thank you.
apparently, and not the shepherd who has owned the sheep or not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is only a hireling. He doesn't care for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and there shall be one voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So far the Holy Gospel.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Christ's Assurance. And it's based upon our gospel lesson. And I would like to read a couple of verses from that gospel. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. The wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is only a hireling. He doesn't really care for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. So far, please be seated. The Alleluias of Easter continue, but where are the crowds? 2 weeks ago, churches throughout our land were filled, but where are they today? Why don't as many attend today as they did 2 weeks ago? I suppose there are many reasons, but we do have this phenomenon in American churches, that thousands of extra worshipers go to church on Easter. But the church must soon be content with the same faithful, regular, dependable Christians who are returning this morning for worship. Why is it that some long for the Word of God and others are indifferent towards it? The so-called Easter Christians should hunger for the Word of God, but they don't. On the other hand, how excited are we over the Word? Are we always enthusiastic as we should be, that it rubs off on others so that they sense the regular worship is worthwhile? Others must see in our lives that worship, Word, and Sacrament have an effect on our daily lives that contributes to the joy and the hope and the confidence and the security that we have in faith, Jesus Christ. That's exactly what the Sunday is all about. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known of them. We have heard the story of the open tomb. We have witnessed the living Christ, and this morning's gospel proclaims how we now belong to the risen Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. In our gospel, Christ calls himself the Good Shepherd and makes significant comparisons between the realization of the shepherd and the flock, and that of the Christ and his people. It's kind of difficult for us to catch completely the image of a shepherd and flock relationship. We can write about it, we can sing about it, we can preach about it. But one thing for sure, Scripture, especially the Old Testament, has a lot to say, has many references to shepherding, to show the love and concern of God for his own people. The helplessness of sinful people is also pictured by the helplessness of sheep and their dependence upon the shepherd, Jesus Christ. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were shepherds. Moses, the great prophet, he was a shepherd. God says through Ezekiel, the prophet, I will send out to my sheep and I will deliver them. And of course, best of all is known, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And this morning, especially in the reading, for we as sheep have gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. What's so wonderful about this imagery is the tender care and love that shepherds have for the flock, and by the same token, the complete trust which the sheep have in their shepherd. Shepherds cared for every individual sheep. They were personally concerned about their protection, their safety, their food, and their water. The shepherd was always ready to face personal risks and inconveniences for his sheep. This is the lovely comparison which Jesus makes of himself and his followers, and that is why he calls himself the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He is the Good Shepherd because the sheep belong to him, and he loves every single one of them. The shepherd was always ready to face personal risks, inconveniences for the sheep. It is this lovely comparison which Jesus makes of himself and his followers, and that is why he calls himself the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He is a Good Shepherd because the sheep belong to him, and he loves every single one of them. Now, during the past weeks of Lent and Easter, we saw how great this love truly was. It drove our Savior to the cross. There he bled and died for us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus did not run away, but as the Good Shepherd, he gave his life for the sheep. And that is why you and I belong to him, because Christ so loved us that he gave his very life for us. There can be no question that you and I are now his. For he says, I am the Good Shepherd, I know my sheep, and they know me. Also, a vital part of shepherd-flock relationship is this, that the sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. We hear the voice of Jesus in the Word of God, in the Holy Scriptures, the rod and the staff of life. His voice calls us and leads us, restores our soul, leads me in the paths of righteousness. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, of course, this is easier said than done. It's one thing to be in the atmosphere of the house of God and say, I hear the voice of Jesus, and I follow. But it's not so easy tomorrow when you go out into the real world under the stress, the irritation, the temptations of this life and our daily work. Then things seem to change. But what we say, think, and do will either be for or against the voice of Jesus. As Christ's redeemed sheep, he has called us to live for him, loyalty to his word, faithfulness in our following him. As he gave his life for us, we now give our lives to him. We follow him. We follow him because we know his voice and we belong to him. And how wonderful it is to belong. To belong to him, to be in fellowship with our Heavenly Father through trusting faith in Jesus Christ. For it was sin that kept us out of fellowship with God. But our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, gave his life for us and conquered sin, death, and the devil himself, all for us. Therefore, Jesus says, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. In this fold, Jesus gives his sheep, us, eternal life. And we shall never perish, and no one shall ever take us out of his hand. Is it any wonder then why we are faithful in worship, word, and sacrament? It's because we belong. As Jesus has said, I am the Good Shepherd, I know my sheep, and they know me. May God, through word and sacrament, grant each of us this saving knowledge forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, as it passes all human understanding, abide with us good this morning, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them, give rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us. Take away from us all the baggage that we brought in this morning and give us the guarantee of the total forgiveness of sins. Take away the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that is purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with you with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
commentary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very paschal lamb which was offered for us and hath taken away the sins of the world, and by whose death hath destroyed the death, and by his rising again hath restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify and praise thee forevermore, saying,
Christ, how true body, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death and the forgiveness of your sins. The true body, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death and the forgiveness of your sins.
God, strengthen and preserve you, keep you as the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
his body by strength and preserve you, keep you as one through faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart to the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
you and grant you his peace.